And then it says prayer. You know, that was to the Lord, about the Lord, around the Lord, remembering the Lord, and then prayer to the Lord. And imagine what these prayers were like in this early church. You know, just imagine, because, you know, again, you have groups of people who had heard him, had walked with him, had seen the miracles. You know, he appeared to 500 at one time. How many are in this, you know, here ministering, these 3,000 that had seen the risen Christ? Just imagine what the prayers were like when they gathered and they began to pray. You know, it's going to tell us down in the next chapter, Peter and John are going into the temple at the time of prayer. I think it's important for us to remember, you know, there's private prayer and there's public prayer. You know, what's your prayer? That's not your public prayer. What's your prayer? What's your passion? What's your prayer? You know, public prayer, you don't want to get up and then at the end of the sermon, repeat the 5 points you made in your sermon just to make sure everybody knows. You know, at the end of it, you really want real prayer to take place. When we gather publicly on Sunday night to pray, we want real prayer to be taking place. But public prayer is born out of private prayer. Private prayer is the seedbed for public prayer. Nobody's going to come to public prayer on Sunday night when they can be watching the Sixers or something else unless they're in private prayer and the Holy Spirit is telling them, you need to go pray with the church. My body is gathering. I'm coming for my bride. You need to be in prayer. So private prayer is always the environment that points us to public prayer. It makes our time of public prayer what it should be. But each one of us, what is your prayer? When you're alone with him, what is your prayer? Is it for ministry? Is it for your spouse? Do you have a child, you know, with disease or illness, with some congenital condition? Are you praying for the people you work with? What's your burden? What is your prayer? Each one of us in our own lives should have something that's our prayer. Not just that we pray about, and we should do that constantly, but what is our prayer, you know? Tozer said, pray until you know that you're praying. Then pray until you know you're being heard. Then pray until your prayers are answered. Those were his three rules. Pray until you realize, okay, I'm praying. Not, I'm here, I'm praying. Pray until you know, okay, Lord, you're hearing. Pray until you know you're being heard. And then pray until your prayers are answered. You know, Criswell said that the Lord said to him, give me my mornings. Give me my mornings. Meet with me early. The phone's not ringing then. There's less interruptions then. The day is fresh. Hear from me before you hear from others.